AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Deadly heat and thick haze from Canadian wildfires are both spreading out across the U.S. Correspondent Michelle Miller reports.
Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Washington, D.C. ranked among the top 10 metropolitan areas with the worst air quality in the world. Skylines were barely visible, flights delayed, and residents are being warned to stay inside.
Michelle's in New Orleans, where it's 86 degrees right now, headed up to a high of 100. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
The intense and expansive heat will continue today. And remember, this temperature is taken in the shade, so in the direct sunlight, it will be 10 degrees hotter. And there's no escaping it. Even when the sun sets, our overnight lows are 5 to 10 degrees above average.
Operations are still off kilter at airports. Airlines have canceled more than 380 flights in the U.S. so far today. Almost 1,000 are delayed. The Supreme Court could announce a decision today on President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Braxton Brewington with Debt Collective.
Returning to payment without having that relief is going to put possibly borrowers in a very, very bad financial decision. What we really need is to make sure that the relief is implemented. Millions of people have already been approved for this relief.
The economy grew at a 2% annual pace in the first quarter, with consumers spending at their fastest rate in almost 2 years. How good's your health care? It may depend on where you live.
The Commonwealth Fund's 2023 scorecard on state health system performance ranked states based on health care access and affordability, reproductive health care access and outcomes, premature death rates, medical debt, and other factors between 2019 and 2021 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The top five states with the highest overall health system scores are Massachusetts, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The states scoring the lowest were Mississippi, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The backlash continues over a shooting overseas.
Angry crowds attacked police stations, town halls, schools, and public transport in several towns across France overnight. It was the second night of violence following the shooting dead by police of a 17-year-old who allegedly refused to comply with an order to stop his car. The police chief in Nanterre, where the shooting happened, said today the use of a weapon in that incident was not justified. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
And looking at Wall Street ahead of the open, S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures ahead 39. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Concrete has been poured in what will be the base to a memorial for the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. The city of Waukesha has confirmed the completion of the foundation for the Main Street Christmas Parade Memorial, with a dedication ceremony scheduled for November 21st. Due to the smoky air caused by the wildfires, the Milwaukee County Zoo relocated most of its animals indoors to protect them from the poor air quality yesterday. The only animals remaining outside were the giraffes. The zoo anticipates that some of the animals may be able to return outside today. The expiration of the air quality advisory is at noon.
It's been kind of a slow process here to see much in the way of improvement.
That's meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service. Summerfest resumes, and it still could be a little smoky tonight. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTW Law.
The The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I want to let me go to the phone lines before I go to this next subject. Is a good friend Eric from Tulsa. What's going on, Eric, man? How you doing, man?
Hello, Mr. Ingram. Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to kind of comment on your questions or inquiries about Independence Day.
Yes, sir.
And the document and everything like that. And I'd like to say that my views on it, and I hope that this is true of everyone because we all need to do this in life, but they have evolved throughout the years. I once thought it was like the greatest event in the history of mankind, humankind. But as I grew older, and that's really like because of conditioning, but as I grew older and wiser and less self-centered, I began to understand that, for millions of my fellow citizens and non-citizens alike, this country has never lived up to those words. And only as you grow older and you look outside your own little bubble, do you start to learn these things. If you think about it, I mean, almost without exception, every signer of the Declaration was an enslaver, making it hypocritical. I kind of tell the joke about, like how Thomas Jefferson must have had to have said, like, all men or women and people are created equal. Just don't look in our fields, our kitchens, or our nurseries.
Or our bedrooms.
In Thomas Jefferson's case, certainly. Sure. Yeah, exactly. But, what I like to say, too, is people always like to recommend different things and different speeches. And you like to talk about Martin Luther King a lot. And I think you've spoken about this before. But I think that everybody that holds the 4th of July in the highest of esteem, if you live it and breathe it and you're all red, white, and blue and you got your bunting out and your flags out 2 weeks before, I recommend that you read What to a Slave is the 4th of July, which was given by Frederick Douglass on the 4th of July at the request of probably abolitionist groups. And if you take that and you can kind of transcend where he was, and I mean, it was in 1852, so not long before the Civil War, is a lot of those, perspectives and his points really remain relevant. Just it's not enslavement. It's more in the sense of, oppression.
You know, Eric, man, you really are one of my favorite guys, not just one of my favorite callers, but one of my favorite people, man, because ever since I've known you and through radio and you listening to the show and those kind of things and getting to know you, man, you're a stand-up guy, and you really do, you know, live your life to be right and to do the right things and to see life through the right prism. And man, you know, so good to know that there are people like you in the world who you know, see the injustice that exists. And are willing to talk about it, man. Because, you know, you don't have to. But that's who you are, because it does not matter what the subject is. You're going to push for what is right. And I respect you immensely for that, man.
And Earl, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I sometimes I don't know if you, because sometimes you, like, you know, hit the mute button to talk. And I don't want to interrupt you. Because I'm an interrupter by nature.
We never hit the mute button, man. Not here, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just sometimes I'm kind of like, you know, I don't know. But anyways, I tend to ramble. I'll say that. So I'll say thank you, first of all. And honestly, you know, the years that, what is it, 2017, right? You've been there since 1510, you know, 2017.
Right, radio.
It's been a great 6 years of education and information and conversation and debate, et cetera. But I can say, you know, I have evolved. It's an evolving process. I mean, I was not this person at even 16, 15,
right?
Probably about 18. But I'd think about it. You know, I thought about it. I had more challenges with religion and faith when I was young than racism. I questioned that. I was more focused on questioning that, honestly, than the state of art, because I was a white kid. And so, you know, but I saw, you know, you see things that go on. And I have to credit, you know, I noticed this morning I accidentally almost clicked online and ended up streaming RJN out of Racine. I grew up in Racine, you know, or just around Racine, whatever. And I can always remember, I'll tell you this, and this is one of those moments that, as you talk about evolution of things, is when I was in second grade, I think it was, second or third grade or one of those grades, someone in Sturtevant, I went to elementary school in Sturtevant, just outside Racine, someone in the community had burned a cross on the playground of our elementary school. And this was, let's remember, this is like 76, 77, 78, when the integration stuff was going on in southeastern Wisconsin in schools. And we were getting kids bussed in from the city to where I went to school out in Sturtevant. And so there was a lot of tension, you know, because people were getting together for the first time and unfamiliar with each other. And we're all conditioned to fear people and distrust them and everything, all that. So it was really strange. But I remember one of my classmates, and I'll name him because you're on in Racine. His name was Randa Felt, and I have no idea where Mr. Felt is these days, but I can remember he was the first kid. He was a black kid, and he was new to the school, and he was like, had this righteous anger about what was going on. And I was ignorant. I didn't know what the heck he was all upset about, but I talked to him about it, and it really kind of changed me in a way. It gave me a perspective I never had prior to that, and I'll say that. But really quick, I'm sorry, Earl, to keep it long here, but did you see that Mr. Yousef Salam won his election last night to the New York City Council, one of the exonerated five, the former Central Park Five?
Yeah, you
that
know.
That is progress.
Eric, man, thank you. And let me say this to you. You will continue to evolve, because when we don't evolve as people, as human beings, we're stuck. And so life is about evolution. And I am the person I am today. Well, if I remain that, then I stop growing. So your life is about evolution. It's about evolving. And you're headed down a great path. You're a great young man now. You're going to be a greater guy as you get older, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate you. But anyway, I wanted to get to this, man. Should taxpayers be paying for religious schools? Now, this whole school choice of voucher school debate that, you know, has been on the scene for the last 30 years. And the fact that if, you know, you'll hear constantly, well, if you're a black guy, Earl, you should be for school choice. you should be for vouchers. No. You know, it does. And then it's always preface, if you're a black guy, you should be for that. Because what that is again, people saying, we want to do everything we can to make sure that these poor black children, which is what this was supposedly all about, get a better shot at education and a better shot at the American dream. Because they can't get it through public education. And so we've been hearing constantly now this continued beat. And in the state of Wisconsin, as we just saw, part of the plan that the Republicans put in place with Robin Voss for the sharing of resources in the state, in the city of Milwaukee, you have to, I mean, not just Milwaukee, but across the state, they're going to put even more money in these parochial and religious schools. And if people really knew, you know, the founding fathers were totally against that. For all the people who want to talk about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and all those things, maybe you conveniently forget, who was it, man? Which one of the founding fathers, Calvin, because I don't remember right now, was the one who basically was against church and state? I forgot the guy who, but look that up, man, because I, you know, this is the part of aging that you kind of forget those kinds of things. But one of the founding fathers clearly stated that he didn't want to see church and state mixed, and there was a really important reason why he did not want that. And yet, Thomas Jefferson, who had talked about the wall of separation between church and state, and he clearly understood what the outcome of that would be and the impact that it would have if that was to come to pass. Well, now it's come to pass. And for all those purists of the Constitution, who love the Constitution and all those things, how can you love those things and then support this? Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open. Excuse me, at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 87. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz
on 540 AM WAUK.
Ooh, every day, there's something new. And with every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. In Texas, that same number. So the Oklahoma State Virtual Charter School Board's recent decision to allow a Catholic archdiocese to open and operate a public school. Listen to what I'm saying to you. A Catholic archdiocese is going to be opening a public school. Now, it's both illegal and unconstitutional. This is in Oklahoma State. A charter school shall be non-sectarian in its programs, admission policies, employment practices, and all other operations. That's according to Oklahoma law. Public schools shall be open to all the children of the state and free from sectarian control, according to the Oklahoma Constitution. Well, then how are they allowing them to open a public charter school? It's opposed to everything that the Constitution of that state stands for. So, why did these people knuckle under? And why are these people who claim to be such constitutionalists disavowing that? And it's happening across this nation. Wisconsin especially. I look for this to be happening in the next year or two. The exact same thing. Publicly funding a Catholic school so clearly flouts both of these provisions that the state attorney general, Republican Ginter Drummond, accused board members who voted to do so of violating their oath of office and promised to take legal action once a contract with the school is signed. Again, a public Catholic, a Catholic public school. How is that possible? To Drummond, to anyone concerned about the integrity of the public school system, the board's vote was obviously out of bounds, but it actually is in line with an increasingly successful effort by the religious right and its enablers on the Supreme Court to dismantle what Thomas Jefferson described as the wall of separation between church and state. In education, that effort began at least 40 years ago. Now, you constantly hear people, especially people on the right, saying we need to fund these private schools and we as taxpayers need to do it. And many people want to do it because at the root of it is the fact that they want Christianity to be the dominant religion in America. And that, you know, doesn't matter what the founding fathers wanted or what this nation really is supposedly about, and that's freedom from religion. All those things are changing right before our eyes, and we're deaf mutes to it. Now, if I'm exaggerating, 844-967-2789. Why have we turned a blind ear to that? We know that this is building. It's getting stronger and stronger. It's threatening public education, which is the bedrock of what education has been in this country. And yet, we are silent while we watch this takeover. It's why I really do, my heart bleeds for the young people and the future of this country. And why I always say, man, I want it to be the way it was when I was young. People fighting for that. People wouldn't allow that. If you thought about trying to force that, you would get a fight. We no longer fight for those principles anymore in this country. We've rolled over. And so those principles made the nation what it was. And those people who founded this nation wanted freedom from religion. Did they or did they not? And they left England because they did not want people to force any religion on them. And so that's all changed. The Christian right and the conservative movement have changed all of that. And we remain silent. Got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Heaven must receive your precious love.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Chicago, Detroit, and Washington, D.C. have the worst air quality in the world right now thanks to smoke from Canadian wildfires. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
As we go through the day today, we will see the air quality deteriorate for most places. So in a place like New York where the air quality is moderate right now, it will likely venture into the the unhealthy for sensitive groups category.
13 deaths in Texas blamed on a stubborn heat wave. San Antonio doctor Angelica DePain.
Our body temperature can get as high as 104, 105, even up to 108. And once we get to that temperature, it can be pretty deadly if the body temperature is not lower.
Supreme Court could announce a decision today on a case involving a graphic artist who refuses to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Overall, the Supreme Court has wanted to change the standards regarding religious rights, and we can expect that they will expand the religious right under the First Amendment.
CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The expiration of the air quality advisory is at noon.
It's been kind of a slow process here to see much in the way of improvement, but we're hopeful that a shift in the winds at these critical levels will help to shunt the direct feed of smoke into the area.
Meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service says possible rain could help shift the air. Waukesha, Racine, and pockets of southeast Wisconsin again registered unhealthy to very unhealthy air yesterday. In October, the city of Waukesha will demolish the empty Horizon West condo building after reaching an agreement with the Homeowners Association. Waukesha will bear the demolition costs and place a lien on the property with potential reimbursement from the condo's insurer. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at CivicMedia.us.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Text us at that same number. I'm talking about an article in the Washington Post today that talks about this in the state of Oklahoma. There's a virtual charter school, Catholic, that's run and owned by the Catholic Archdiocese. And the taxpayers of Oklahoma are going to be, it's called a public Catholic school. And so I wonder what people would say, you know, because if you allow that, how can you then deny, let's say there's some Satanists, and there are people who believe in a religion called Satanists, and they want to open a public school. It's a religion. And how can you deny them? Let's say it's a Muslim school and a religion, and they petition and they want a public school, the public to support their school. Where do you draw the line? Let's go to Vincent. Hey, Vincent, how you doing, man? Long time no hear from. Good to hear you. You say what, sir?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call this morning. I want to go back to Thomas Jefferson's and the other founding fathers' views on a separation of church and state. They was mostly based on governance. Governance of this country. The fact is they didn't want this country to be turned into a theocracy instead of supposedly a democracy or a republic. So they could not imagine the idea of choice schools of today, because back in the day, a lot of the education back then was through religious organizations during their particular time. And so I don't think they were basically basing that, the separation of church and state, on what we're talking about today as far as choice schools and things of that sort. The fact is that what they're doing in Oklahoma, Catholic public schools, seems to be an oxymoron. And I think it is against the law. It's against the law.
Yes.
I can understand them having their own educational thing and then the public probably supporting it, but I don't think they could be a public school. I think there's two different things that they're trying to put together. We remember, and the only opposition to choice and charter that I would have is that when Annette Polly Williams, Wester Soul, and Gary George basically came up with the idea of choice and charter and choice schools, it has morphed into this monster of supporting religious schools to the point where we have this thing that's happening in Oklahoma. And so that's where I have my reservations about the whole thing.
Well, you know, Vincent, you and I, living in Milwaukee, we know the origin of this.
Yes.
All the other people who talk about this across the state and across the country, that's where Republicans created.
Yep.
From what the truth of what you know, vouchers were really about. And so every time I hear people talking about it as if they know what was meant by it, they have no concept whatsoever, because you and I know the people who created it.
Exactly.
And from its inception.
From the inception. Once the Republicans in this state and the Bradley Foundations got a hold of charter schools and decided to basically morph it into the idea of what they wanted, is basically to support a failing religious school.
Yes.
who were on the downside.
Financially, they because, especially in the city of Milwaukee, those Lutheran and Catholic schools, which were once filled with blue-collar workers, white blue-collar workers, mm-hmm. who could afford to send their children to private schools. Once they left the city of Milwaukee and moved to suburbs, those parochial schools started dying.
Started dying. And so the Republicans, in order to try to lift them up, they changed what Annette Polly Williams and Gary George originally thought it was, originally formed choice schools, was to try to help
poor black children.
Students, poor, yeah. Poor black students, poor children, get a better education, to try to give families more choices in what they could, where they can send their kids.
So Vincent, so, But it also has morphed into now anybody, even middle class, upper middle class, people who've been sending their kids to private schools, they now get a voucher.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right.
Come on.
Right. And so this thing has morphed into this monster that, has turned into what we're talking about in Oklahoma, which I think it should be challenged. I think the people who live in Oklahoma, whoever, whatever, or around this country, we should start challenging those kind of things. And that's what you don't see. So hopefully there'll be a challenge to what's going on in Oklahoma, because like you say, it will, if it doesn't stop there.
Yeah, well, it's coming to Wisconsin. There. We know that. Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call, man. Exactly. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing? Karina. Okay, while we're waiting on Karina, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was, like, so about 7-8 years ago, I was reading a news article about this, and I commented about how you want to see what America's turning into. Look at Iran. There was a very nice, prosperous, democratic, like, country, and then when the Ayatollah took over everything, it all went downhill from there. And I had so many comments talking about how I'm delusional, that I'm crazy, that I don't know what I'm talking about. And yet here we are talking about this. This is what's happening in this country, and what Republicans are trying to do, only in a, rather than a Muslim, in a Christian way. So they're trying to turn us into a Christian country, like Iran is turning into a Muslim country. And I totally agree with you. I really like to see this, kind of like where they're banning all the books, and now they're like, there's people saying, well, but then we really need to ban the Bible too. And, you know, justify how you can say that the Bible is fine for 5, 7, 8 year olds, but this book on two daddy penguins is absolutely horrible. It must be banned. You know, where is your case saying that? You know, and it's fighting them. And I would like to see some Muslims and some Satanists and stuff try to start their own schools and let this fight them.
Yes.
You know, and it's, you know.
I mean, Tom, it's you're absolutely correct. What's good for the gander is good for the goose. And the fact that this clearly is wrong, and yet there are people who are willing to push and say it is right. It is not right. And whether you're a Christian or not, this is not the issue in this nation. We are free from religion. We have the right constitutionally to be free from religion. And yet it's changing. And people aren't pushing back and fighting back, Tom.
I agree. I think people need to wake up and see what is happening. If they refuse to believe that it could ever possibly happen here, well, I'm sure people over there didn't think it could possibly happen there. And now look, you can't even drive a car. You can't. You have to wear a burqa. You got to, things. Republicans are trying to do the same thing.
Well,
the
other thing is, Tom, they're now fighting to get the Ten Commandments in the classrooms, in public schools, right? I mean, ridiculous. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, CJ, you're up, man. You say what?
Thank you, Earl. Love your bumper music between you even see a white man get up and dance.
go ahead.
Well, you know, it took us to see what kids weren't learning and were learning during COVID. And our test scores prove it. We found out kids can't read and write and do arithmetic.
Well, what does that have to do, CJ? What does that have to do with a nation now all of a sudden going against?
It's driving parents who taxpayers spend between $10,000 and $15,000 per year per student. And the schools are failing them.
Hey, CJ,
now the public schools are
CJ,
more focused on
socialism.
But
aren't you a big constitutional guy, right? and the founding fathers and what they wanted. You're a big guy like that. I always hear you talk about that. What about the separation of the church and state, CJ?
I believe parents should be able to take that money and make the choice.
I didn't ask you about that. I said, what about the separation and the founding fathers of church and state? You're a big constitutional guy. You're always talking about.
If I choose to send my kid, take that money and send them to a Christian, Catholic, Muslim school or whatever,
that should be the parent's choice. And the public should pay for that.
No, we already are paying for that.
And our schools are failing our kids. Okay, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Bill, hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
I was going to say something else, but I'm going to direct this at CJ. I hope he's listening. We could do what he wants, but 12 years ago, Scott Walker gutted our educational system, stole the money, put it away, and now it's up to $7 billion, and they won't give it back to us. And of course our kids are failing. Of course they are. We don't have the tools we used to have to educate them. But Citizens United allowed for all of this to occur. So we have one party that's a humanitarian and they care about each other. We have another party that's all they care about is themselves. Well, that's why we have poor education, CJ. You've got to go back and read the facts. It didn't start with COVID. It started long before COVID. 2010,
so Bill, do you believe that there should be such a thing as a public Catholic school that the taxpayers pay for?
No, why should the taxpayers pay for private schools? Now, they can. I'd agree to it if they want to pay property taxes. But don't declare yourself not eligible to pay taxes because you're a private entity. The minute the taxpayers fund you, you're not a private entity.
That's a great point.
It's law. It's law. It isn't even a point, Earl. It's law.
It's a great...
But yet the...
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead. No, finish up, Bill. You're on a roll.
The problem is our country has been snowed by so much propaganda from media groups. Now, if you want to find out more, have your listeners tune in to John Stewart, The Problem. He takes them all head on. Face to face, he takes them on. He never raises his voice, he never gets mad, and he never swears. He keeps it at a low level with some humor put in. But if he can convince Tucker Carlson not to wear a bow tie, he can get a lot done.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Jim from Racine, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 87, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Bang together. Yeah. Listen to me now. Do the things that keeps a smile on the face. Say the thing that makes you feel better every day.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number if you're just joining us. We're talking about, you know, the fact that in Oklahoma, there is a statewide virtual charter school board recently agreed to allow a Catholic archdiocese to operate a public school in Oklahoma State. And we know that if that's allowed to take place, that the charter school is going to push that all over this country, and they're seeming to have their way. Your thoughts on whether or not we should be supporting, you know, these religious schools, knowing it is definitely against what the Constitution states. Let's go to Jim from Racine. Good morning to you, Jim. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. I agree with what you're saying with a couple of extra things. I think that it is wrong to spend public money for private schools, period, whether it's religious or for-profit schools, which is another thing that's out there. Is there schools which built schools, borrowed money to do that, and make profits off it? That's the purpose. They're in business, and they're getting public money just like religious
schools. It is crazy. It's crazy.
And there's no documentation of that. You can't look up and find. You can look up and find out what your public schools are spending on what, but you can't do that. And we really don't know how much profits these profit-taking private schools that are getting public money through vouchers are getting. So that's one issue. The other is you talked about Polly Williams and Gary George, and I think that. Very good intent, with all very good intentions. I'm afraid that that whole movement was played by the private school lobbies and lobbyists who knew just what they were going to do, and what they're doing is just that. Once you're able to pay for essentially private schools out of public control, that was going to happen, inevitable, and that seemed at the time to me that would happen, and it has happened, and so. It's one thing on religious, furthering religion, you know, in the past, religious schools, the diocese you mentioned.
Right.
Well, they had to shell out money to pay for the schools in addition to tuition. Today, they really don't have to do that because they've got the public money.
Yes.
So where does that money go? It goes toward furthering their religion, both in the schools and outside of it.
You know, Jim, you seem to clearly have a firm grasp on where the origin of it was. And I do remember when George Bush Sr. Was the president and running for president. He is the guy who then took the whole choice and made that a platform for the Republicans. And even to this day, in the face of that, as they work to destroy public education, where the majority of the students go, and we don't push back, right? As a society, we don't push back. And they've been able to continue to get a bigger share and a bigger share. As these big schools and brand new buildings go up in the city where I live, in Milwaukee, and there are more and more of these private schools, as you just stated, for-profit schools, and who don't have to follow the same curriculums, who don't have to, adhere to discriminatory practices and other things that the public schools have to. They don't have to educate special ed students. They can kick students out and parents who don't interact. How is that fair? How is that right? How is that just? By law, public schools are commanded to educate every child. They can't turn any away, but these schools can.
You're right. It's not fair. And I'd say another factor that you haven't mentioned here in Racine, I call it the resegregation of education in Wisconsin. And I'm not sure of all the implications in Milwaukee, but you could go through the schools of Racine and just watch the resegregation of education.
Absolutely.
Occurring. And they're using, race as an issue and in attracting people. There's a lot of advertising being done
No question.
By these private schools, both religious and otherwise, to pull people out of other schools. And I think it's taking us backwards. I think you're right that unless the schools adhere to the public rules of everyone, and, there may be some that would do that, in other words, kind of a public charter, in a sense, I certainly oppose those. And it's taken us many years backwards. And I'm afraid it's, people try to fight against it. But then there's the business of, you talked before, so-called school failures. And to me, that's societal failure. I'd like to see somebody. There's a guy named Howard Fuller who was also involved in that. Howard.
Hey, Jim, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you. We're up against it. Thank you for listening, man. Tell some other folk in Racine about us. Tom, you got the last of it, my friend.
On those people that are taking private or public dollars for private schools. My parents sent me to St. Mary's Catholic School for 8 years, but you know what? There was a sacrifice that was involved with that, and I was paying that tuition. All six of their kids there, but they paid for it. This is not something that should be in the public domain. If you are a person that wants to send your kid to a religious school, cough up the money yourself and send them there. And when it comes to the charter schools, same thing. They love using that word choice. Like it's a better place to go because you get the choice to do it. You're not forced to go to the public school. BS. You know what? If we put all the money back into the actual public school, we would have good public schools.
No question.
You can't have three. You can't have different education systems.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. Every doggone time she feels she needs it. What I'm trying to say, what you're trying to say, I've only got to have it.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always.